That was them boys on the front row. That's right. Okay. Well, Hebrews 10, since you all have your Bible out, verses 24 and 25. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. And so my question is, how can you find a tribe or church community that won't snuff out your flame? A church community that won't put out your fire? You understand what I'm saying? How do you find a church community that doesn't just weigh you down with rules and regulations, right? How do you find a church community that maybe will light your fire rather than snuff out your fire? Well, I have four things that I want to share with you today. And the first is, look for a church community where love is the focus. Now, I know I just turned about 48% of this congregation off right now by saying where love is the focus. Gentlemen, this is not lovey-dovey lovey. This is, I know some of you maybe didn't understand that, and that's all right. But this is a different kind of love. This is, well, Hebrews 10:24a says, and let us consider how to provoke one another to love. Now, the Greek word for love here is agape. Agape. It's a word that refers to a type of love that's selfless, allowing oneself to be vulnerable, self-sacrificing. We describe agape love as godly love. And quite honestly, if you want to love in this way, you have to be man enough to love in this way. This takes guts. You have to be woman enough to love in this way. This kind of love hangs on the cross for other people. Do you understand what I'm saying this morning? The Greek word for love here is agape. It's the type of love that puts others first even before oneself. It is an accepting type of love. That is the love that belongs in Christ's church. That is what makes us stand out. That is what shows the world that we are different. Jesus said in John 13, verses 34 and 35, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Again, this is agape love. So if the world sees a church community embattled with bickering and fighting, what type of message does that send to the world? A bad one? Hypocrite? Well, that's a word we hear from the outside world a lot. Maybe we're onto something here. Maybe that is why people that don't attend church think we're hypocrites, because what we claim and what we do are not the same, right? But wait, that is the definition of hypocrite, isn't it? You see, the world interprets it that way, and they say, you know what, I don't need that. I get that at work. I get that at home. I get that wherever. I don't need more of that, right? In 1 Corinthians, and many of you have heard me say this before, in 1 Corinthians, Paul's first letter, well, it's actually the second, but anyway, first letter that we have to the church of Corinth in chapter 13 is known as the great love chapter of the Bible. Talks about what love is. It talks about what love is not. And of course, you've heard me say it. We hear this read many times in weddings, right? And I mean, obviously, it's important that a husband and wife looks at each other this way. But this was written to a church and how church people should treat one another. Right? Again, it's agape love. It's self-sacrificing love. The love that the writer is defining is the kind of love we need to experience in a church community. By the way, notice Hebrews 10:24a.